William Volman has traveled with the Mujahideen in Afghanistan. He's camped out at the North Pole. So it's not really that surprising to find him riding the rails. His latest book, Riding Toward Everywhere, is the story about his adventures hopping freight trains and the characters that he met along his adventures. I sat down with him the other day to find out what's so exhilarating about catching out. How and when did you start riding the rails, catching out, as you call it?
Well, I was writing a novel called The Royal Family back in the late 1990s. The protagonist is a failing private detective who ends up going completely bankrupt and becomes homeless. And I wanted the homelessness to open out into something. And I thought, well, why doesn't he start riding the rails? It sounds kind of romantic, and at the same time, it's not really very high budget. That's about all he could afford. And I figured I should start doing it. And the first time I did it, I loved it.
Describe the sensory experience of that first time when you hopped on a train.
Well, I remember I was talking to a homeless woman who often rode the rails, and she said that every time she would ride in a boxcar, she would have an orgasm. And I can't say it was quite that good for me. The sensation of being in a boxcar is sort of like being in a kernel of popping popcorn. My friend Steve, whom I often go with, brought a hammock one time. He thought he was very high-tech. He set up the hammock in the boxcar, and he was just whirling round and round and round at high velocity. It was hilarious to see.
Now, tell me a little bit about the strategy. How do you do it? How do you identify a train that's good to jump on or not?
Well, speaking of strategy, I should say that my publisher made me sign a clause in the contract promising that I would never, ever recommend any dangerous or illegal activity. So, of course, I can't recommend this or say that it's good.
Nope.
I can't tell you how to
do it. Do not try this at home.
But if you were going to do it, here's what you would do.
Okay.
You look for double track because double track means that one train has to pull over and wait for another train to go by. If there's just a single track, there's no reason for the train to stop.
Okay.
So double track is where two facing trains meet and one makes way for the other. You try to learn about your switches. Where there's a switch, tracks branch off. One track goes to one area. One track might go, say, to Klamath Falls, the other to Winnemucca. The train companies don't make it too easy, so you have to sort of talk to people who know. There are train hoppers' atlases that I've seen.
Huh.
It's very, very fascinating. But what it really comes down to, as a hobo named Badger told me, is that when you're hopping trains, there are no experts. Most of the time, you're wrong.
Most of the time, you're wrong.
Yeah.
Who are these people that do this habitually? I mean, and I'm assuming that there are people out there who live on the trains, who just go from train to train. Are these people always homeless, or are there people who just do this as a hobby?
I expected to see many, many more hobos. You know,
and when we say hobo, we mean someone, this is their life.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
That's right. In Kerouac's books, you can read about a boxcar or a flat car with 50 hobos all together reading the funny papers, munching on fruit that they've stolen from some orchard, and everything's quite jolly. I never saw anything like that. Most of the time that I have ridden the rails, I've met no one.
Really?
Yeah. It's much harder to ride the rails than it used to be, and it's much harder for hobos to work. People used to be, for instance, fruit tramps. So migrant workers, too, used to ride the rails. But that is less and less common. So you might find the occasional wino or paranoid schizophrenic. And then there are some people who are hobos for the love of it. And you still see them from time to time. Those are the real experts. There are some wannabes like me. What I ride the rails for is the beauty of the landscapes that one sees.
Describe some of that. What are some of the images that stick in your head from these experiences of the landscape of the country?
I remember going through much of Wyoming on the deck of a chemical car and seeing antelope, eagles, untouched landscapes as far as I could see, because a train will go many, many feet out of its way, maybe even a mile, to avoid gaining or losing a foot or two of elevation. So it doesn't follow the contours of roads. And instantly you can feel that you're in 19th or even 18th century America.
In your book, you do describe graffiti in the underpasses and in these tunnels that these travelers, hobos, scrawl their names and their memories of places. That struck me as interesting because you would think that the kind of person who would ride the rails is this transient soul who's not so interested in, wouldn't be so interested in marking their place, their territory in some particular location, but that not the case. Why was there that feeling that I want people to know I was here?
I think it's a human thing. I think we all do it. We keep snapshots. We write diaries. We like to say Kilroy was here. And hobos like to interact with one another. They like to say, I'm going to, punch you, so-and-so, next time I see you. Or I'm looking for my girlfriend. Have you seen her? Or
So they would write these things on train tunnel walls?
Sometimes. The hobo signatures, I guess, are called monikers, and we still use the word.
Did you have a special hobo name?
No, I'm just a phobo.
A phobo. And finally, what is your preferred mode of transportation nowadays? I imagine someone like you likes to maybe ride motorcycles.
Well, my preferred mode of transportation, if I care where I am going, is anything. And if I don't care where I'm going, it's definitely riding the rails.
That's William Volman, author of the book Riding Toward Everywhere. Check out our blog later today, npr.org/Bryant Park, to see a slideshow of the trains and some of the people William talks about in his book.